Saga Egmont presents Difference is Born on the Lips by Michael Hendrick, read by George Naylor. Parts of this audiobook may be triggering or upsetting. Please take your time. There are support services at the end of the audiobook if you need them. Omnia mutantur nihil in terret. Everything changes, nothing perishes. Ovid, Metamorphoses. Prologue. What are our prologues? Who wrote them? Where did they begin? On the council estate where I grew up? With the smell of pine and bluebells and the stickiness of resin on palms in the woods nearby? Thorn-pricked fingers and blackberry-stained lips, jam-jar fishing in the river and fights in the alleys. The council estate where I snuck the 30 meters from my cousin's house to mine with the borrowed My Little Pony toy under my shirt. At school, when my identity didn't belong to me, it belonged to them. The ones who identified my sexuality before I understood what sexuality was. The teachers and peers who bullied me because of where I grew up. The people who expected me to behave a certain way because of my working class background. In the playground where I was forced to learn that some colours are dangerous, where Puff, Faggot, Batty, Billy Elliot were chanted at me. Words hold power. Words shape. Difference is born on the lips. The years I spent controlling my movements, my thoughts, my words, my accent, switching roles to be the masculine working class boy I was supposed to be. Soon I could do it almost without thinking, automatically making an infinite number of adjustments, changes and corrections. I ensured that no imperfections, nothing that might be viewed as queer or effeminate could leak out. I realigned unconsciously to behave as was expected, to the words that were written so deeply on my body as a child. From birth, I've had to shape-shift, alter my skin, change my movements, morph my tongue, unaware of how pretending to be someone else, of how lips pressed against my skin, would lead me down the path to abuse. In bedrooms under tangled sheets, a place that had no direction, a room where compasses didn't work, coiled together in the shadows, unseen by the eyes of others. Disentangle, retangle, reliving and denying secrets we couldn't voice. Captives to our own yearning and chaos, the expectancy between us, clinging to each other. The expectancy that the night layered around us. That's all I knew. Hidden touches and gasps under sheets and secrecy. Mornings cast with first light, sun-heated bodies as we drank each other. The evenings lit by unsteady moonlight, the windowpane fronded in frost, the iciness of the words that cracked in the night. The amulets on my necklace around index fingers, tugging me closer. Closer to harm. The flick between love and hate, so easily slipping between the two. It felt dangerous to me, to be with them, to be us. Away from the eyes and words of the people who would know right, put me in my place, alone with them under loveless sheets, the cupid's bows pulled tight, ready to fire, shot with love, fired with hate, delivered with anger. Yet, I did it anyway. There is power in words and voice. Love can impale, abuse can impale, they strike from lips. But no, that's not quite the beginning of it all. There are many beginnings. It all depends on at what point we start to define ourselves. I wrote that many years ago. And it's something I come back to repeatedly. We think of life, memory, and narrative as something linear. We are born, we grow, love, and lose, and we die. There's a clear beginning and a clear end.